Thursday night, all the days. So when we make Abdullah al Hakos, it means you make the bracha Mabul Ben Kodesh V'chol over a cup of wine, but you're really supposed to, not but, and you're also supposed to make the Birchas Haner and the Birchas Besamim al Hakos as well. So most poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, hold that means that you should really, it's not ma'akeh, but you should be really holding the kos of wine in your hand. So let's say you're a righty, which most people are, and you're holding the kos of yayin in your right hand, therefore, and you say the introductory psukim, and you make a bar prayer gof, and you're then supposed to, and now you're supposed to make the bracha on something in your right hand. So you transfer the kos of the yayin to your left hand, and you take the besamim in your right hand. So this way you have the object over which you're making the bracha in your right hand, and you're still holding the kos, you're holding the kos in your left hand. And then you take the besamim. Then you use that hand, you put down the besamim, and you use that hand to either hold in there or to look at your nails, and you use that the right hand to make the bracha bar mari ha'esh, and you're still holding the wine in your left hand, and then you take the wine back into your right hand and complete the bracha hamal ben kodesh l'chol. Now you got to practice this a couple times until you get real good at it. I have to really practice because by me everything's the other way around. I'm a lefty, so I have things in my left hand. Yes. What?
I learned from it that the nair you killed it, you even left it as the nair.
The nair in your right hand.
You take a lefty.
Oh, I don't know. You have to look up. You have to look up in these Eter Svarim. Okay, if it's Salpika Boa, maybe. Okay, so you have to. But the point, Dor HaShulchan doesn't seem to hold that for the bracha to be al hakos, you have to be holding the kos. But the Mishnah Berurah does say it. I'm talking about, so then you don't have to transfer it to your left hand, really. You can put it down, which I think many, many, many people do. But the Mishnah Berurah does sound like you really should be holding it in your hand, and therefore, and you should be holding in your right hand when you make the bracha over directly, like the Sodom in there. So you should have the wine at that time in your left hand. Okay. We're learning Chavis Alvavis, Perakei, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, and the last enticement of the Yetzer Hara, when all else failed, and this really will get up to Parshat Chukosai. And you'll see this in Rashi. Of course, the Chavis Alvavis was a few, 150, 200 years before Rashi. That if all else fails, he tries to get you to learn less Torah. And that was what we learned last time. And he tells you that you have to learn the Zion, the Sheish Mitzvah Tmidiyas, and you have to have Ikrei Amuna, and a couple halachas that you need to know what to do. But that's all. It's not important. That's some learning is not important, learning Torah. And you should spend your time getting a BA and an MA. And we're not talking about if you need it for Parnassah, we're talking about to be considered a learned scholar. And things that people look up to you because you are literary and you are very well versed. And it's enough if you know enough Torah like everyone else. And this way he gets you to learn less, and that will be his inroad, as we see in Rashi and Bechukosai. Chazal, really, not really Rashi. Now here, the Chavis HaLodos doesn't come back with an answer, interestingly enough. And all the other enticements he came back with, like what your response would be to yourself, to the Yetzer Hara. But here he just says, Vimlo Tishmalo, because he didn't really say anything of substance. He says, if you just, you know, if you hold strong against this, Vitishtadel, Vitishchazek, and you just, you strengthen yourself to learn. And so that's all he says. He doesn't say what you should answer. There's nothing to answer. You don't have to answer. He didn't say anything. So if you strengthen yourself in your learning. So now he goes on to the next pitui. Yore oscha, he will shoot at you. Yore b'chitzei hakino b'chaverecha. See, he's talking now about well-developed people, developed the right way. and therefore the Yetzer has to be more and more subtle. So now he's talking about Kina b'chaverecha v'miyagiu l'chochmo mi'balodecha. If they are more chachamim than you are, titor osam, you should hold it against them. We talked about this last week in the drasha, and you will try to talk about them. V'tishtado litlos b'hem mumin, you have to bring them down, so you will talk about their flaws. Ulhafchisam, to lower their stature in the eyes of people. Ulhadaber begnusam, that's what you should do. And until he'll make you jealous and he'll get you to do these things. Ulhadaber begnusam. Ki'ilu, this is where he says what I told out last week. Ki'ilu heim shalalucha binosha, as if they stole it from you. As if what they have is yours. And that's the attitude he tries to inculcate in you, to develop in you. That you feel like they took something from you. Ugzalucha chachmosecha. So that's if they're more harsh and more smarter than you, bigger tamid chacham than you, that's what he'll try to get you to do. V'matayos chacham mehem, and if you attack a bigger than them, v'mtechkami baladeyem, yifchasu beinecha, then it'll be even more logical for you to talk badly of them and to look down on them and to be condescending to them. Yifchasu beinecha liyisrom binoscha, v'tisna em l'sechlusom, you'll look down on them. And you'll consider them Ami Haaretz. V'tis goyel v'nafshecha, v'tis halel b'chachmosecha, achetitan. And then what's going to start happening, you're going to be embarrassed to say you don't know something. So if someone asks you pshat in the Tosfos, if you ever learned Maseches, whatever, Me'ila or Tmura, which you can't say yet, you haven't done it up to the end of the film yet, but you'll say, you know it, achetitan shatoyodeya, and you won't really apply yourself to learn more and more because you know it all already. You'll be arrogant in your learning, which is always a big block to learning. When you're learning, you have to really humble yourself that you want to learn. That's why we call Adam. If they ask you questions that you can't answer, you'll be mortified instead of welcoming it. If your friend does or says something foolish, you'll feel great. If they get embarrassed over something, you'll like mamish be in seventh heaven. So this is like really, you'll be your midos will go south. B'kitzah. And he doesn't talk about what you should answer back. There's not really a pitui here. It's a pitui of midos. And you don't have to say what you should answer him back. You shouldn't fall into this trap. This is what he's going to get you to do. So first, so if he doesn't succeed with the Torah, he'll try to attack your midos in learning, whether it's in your relationship with people, to talk about them and to look down on them, etc., as we just explained. Okay, we'll stop here.